you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In Habakkuk, chapter 2, and verse 4, one of the most famous verses in all the Bible, says, "Behold the proud, behold the proud. His soul is not right in him." The proud man, his soul, there's something wrong with his soul. It's not right. The last part of the verse says, "But the justified, the saved man, shall live by faith." The just shall live, and it says beautifully, his faith. The just shall live by his faith. So the proud and the independent, the self-sufficient, the arrogant man, those that have no need for God, those that have heard the gospel but reject it, those that are atheistic or agnostic or whatever, and they just don't come to terms with the fact that we have a creator and we are the creation and we have an accountability to him. Those that want to just stay aloof and independent from him, there's something wrong in their soul. The soul isn't right. It's twisted. It's crooked. But this verse says, but God's people, those who are justified, those who are saved, those who are declared righteous by him, they live by his faith. They live by his faith. Now, if we look over in Romans 1 and verse 16, these beautiful verses. I have a number of verses this morning because I want to just take it slow. This is review for most of you. Verse 16 says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Not ashamed of it. People want to laugh at it, mock it, make fun of it. I'm not ashamed of it because I know it is the power of God for salvation. I know that that simple story that people like to mock at and make fun of, that story of Christ going to the cross, dying for the sins of the world, I know that that story, him being resurrected on the third day, that people want to mock it, but I know that that story has the power in it to take a person who's on their way to hell and get them to go to heaven. It can change a person's life, just that simple story. So I'm not ashamed of it. And it is to everyone who believes, in verse 16, it says everyone who believes, and so everyone, and then he says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The Jew first is because Jesus, the story is first presented to the Jewish people. Jesus is born in Bethlehem, he lives in Judea and Galilee. And the story is presented to the Jewish people first. The apostles preached it to the Jewish people first. For 15 years, the message of the gospel never went beyond the Jews. People at Pentecost who took the message back to their countries that they came from shared it with other Jews in their countries. It was spoken in the synagogues in those Gentile countries, but it never went into the Jewish population. For the first 15 years, it was strictly the gospel to the Jewish people. And then after 15 years, then we get to Acts chapter 15, and we find the Apostle Paul takes it out into the Gentile world and realizes that this verse right here, that everyone who believes has the possibility of salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That the gospel was not, that Christ didn't just come for one nation and one people. He came for everyone. But it was presented to the Jews first and then also to the Greeks, the Gentile world. And so, for if the righteousness of God, and this was a right thing that God did, if the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, the righteousness of God, what God does, and how God makes a person right with himself through a gift. The righteousness of God. Here's my righteousness. I give it to you. And now you're right with me. If the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, just like it's written in Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. You know, when the Apostle Paul walked the earth and the other apostles, they didn't have a New Testament to quote verses from. When Paul wrote the letter to the Romans, he didn't know he was writing scripture. He thought he was just writing a letter to a group of people that lived who had a church in Rome. And so he was writing a letter. He didn't know it was scripture. So everything they taught in the New Testament had to be backed up by Old Testament verses. Because that's what they had. So he had to pull verses out of the Old Testament that pertained to the New Testament story. That's why the Old Testament is so beautiful to us, because we go back there and we see those things. We see that that you can get a gospel message out of the Old Testament. You can see Christ in every chapter of the Old Testament. So Paul quotes from Habakkuk 2:4 to back up what he's saying, that the justified lives by his faith. The message, of course, of the gospel is that you are to believe. It's not that you are to behave. That would be a sad message around here. That would whittle everybody down to believe. And that's the criteria. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, because nobody is justified by the law. Galatians 3:11. No one is justified, made right with God. Justified means to be made right with God. Nobody is justified by the works of the law in the sight of God. You may impress your neighbor. You may impress your relatives, but you'll never, in the sight of God, you'll never live up to his standards. But how good you are, you'll never live up to his standards. You will fall short. And so it says, all men have sinned and fallen short. Because it is evident, in 3:11 of Galatians, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Or was that 4:2? 2:4. Just testing you. It's a pop quiz. So, it is the perfect will, it is God's perfect will that his children live by faith. We begin by faith, by receiving him as our Savior, and we continue by faith every day of our lives. We operate in faith. We function in faith. Faith is trusting in his faithfulness. Our faith is in his faithfulness. We trust in his trustworthiness. We look to the integrity of the one who is speaking, who tells us the truth, who gives us the promises. And we read the promises, we see the principle, and we believe it because we trust in his trustworthiness. We have faith in his faithfulness. So it's the character of the person that we are trusting. That's why in a doctrinal survey on Wednesday nights, we're looking at the attributes of God, who he is, how trustworthy is he, how faithful is he, does he possess veracity, which means he's always truthful. And in Titus 1:2, it says the hope of eternal life that we have is based upon the God who cannot lie. Our hope, and our hope is not maybe, you know, I'm hoping that something happens. I hope I hit the lottery. That's a long shot. I don't even play it. Hope is not maybe I will, maybe I won't. This hope is a sure thing. It's a sure thing. This hope is a no-so kind of hope. I know I have eternal life. Well, how do you know? Because God cannot lie. I'm trusting in his trustworthiness. I have faith in his faithfulness. He said it. I believed it. It's done. And so faith that begins like that is faith that happens in a person's spirit. It's not human faith. There is a human faith, but it could never stand the test of adversity. There's a human faith. Everybody operates with human faith. You walked in this room this morning. You sat down on that chair because you believed it would hold you up. I don't always believe that. Sometimes I test it. But you have faith in a chair. You have faith in many things. You go through life, you believe certain things as you go through. That kind of faith is generated from your soul, and it's normal, natural, human faith. That faith, if you put that towards God, won't hold up when you're challenged and tested. It's not human faith that holds up. That's why Habakkuk 2:4 said that the just shall live by his faith. Not faith that has its origin in me, but faith that has its origin in him. This faith that we have in Christ is of divine origin. It comes from him. And it's imparted to us. Everything we have that comes from God is imparted to us. We have nothing. When we come to him, we don't come saying, look, God, I got a lot of good qualities I think you can use. You know, I got a lot of charisma. I'm a great sales guy. I can do this. I can do that. I mean, all of that is junk. Paul said in Philippians 3, that's garbage. Those things that I thought were gain to me, I counted them, but what? Garbage. Skubalon, the Greek word. That's worthless to me. Because God doesn't care about that stuff. He doesn't care how qualified you think you are. He's going to give you whatever you need to function. So you come with nothing. Just like Adam, he was naked. You come with nothing. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, the A part of that verse. For who makes you to differ from anyone else? Why do you think you're different than anyone else? You're not. You think you're more qualified. You think you're smarter. You think you've got more business savvy. You think you're this. You think you're that. What makes you to differ from anybody? You're not any different. What do you have that you did not receive from God? Is the question. And the answer, nothing. It's all a gift from God. So I'm not different than anybody else. Romans 12:3, the B part of that verse, which we're interested in, the second part of that verse in 12:3 in Romans, says this, and God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. So where did my faith come from? God dealt it to me. He gave it to me. God gave me the faith I used to believe in him. It wasn't because I'm such a great guy that I have faith and you don't. God gave me that faith. And then in verse 10:17, we've used this verse many times, so that faith comes by hearing, and we hear, hearing comes through the word of God.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1980.